here today with Richland Center City Clerk Aaron Joyce, and it's getting down to the wire if people want to run a write-in campaign for election, because the election is actually Tuesday, next Tuesday already.
Yep, it's coming up pretty quickly. Like you said, Tuesday will be the day that everybody comes to the polls and casts their ballots for the choices that they want to make for their spring contests. You mentioned the deadline for people who are interested in being a write-in. That is this coming Friday at noon. So if you wanted to be a registered write-in, you would go to your respective clerk and say which race you wanted to be involved in, and then you'd go from there.
And what do you need to be a write-in? Do you have to take out nomination papers like you did for the ballot, or how does that work?
It's a little simpler to be a registered write-in. You would have to come in and fill out. There's just one page for us anyway. You would just come in and fill out campaign finance forms. You wouldn't have to go door-to-door and get signatures or anything like that to be a registered write-in. The process then is you would be counted that night as a registered write-in. You know, as all the votes are being counted, you would be counted as a registered write-in. Of course, your name would not appear on the ballot. If voters were interested in putting your name on the ballot, they would write you in, you know, for some ballots that we have. They're consolidated. You would fill in a little circle by the write-in line and then write the person's name in. Voters can ask for the write-in list from their poll workers to see if there are any registered write-ins, but they're not going to freely post that information anywhere for the voters to see. The voter has to actively ask for that. But yeah, the write-ins, that's certainly going to be something that we see in many locations come Tuesday.
And you got the new automatic machines a year or two ago. How does that work with write-ins then?
So for those who want to put in a write-in vote, like I said, you would, for the consolidated ballots where all the races are on one piece of paper or card, you would, like I said, fill in the little oval by the write-in line and then write the write-in candidate's name that you want to vote for. And then when you put the ballot into the tabulator, it would recognize that as a vote being cast for that write-in.
So is writing the name correctly important? Or, you know, if like I want to vote for somebody, then I know they're a write-in, but I'm not sure exactly how they spell their name. Does it have to be spelt correctly?
Yeah, you want to really be as close as possible so the poll workers know exactly what your intent is. You know, we certainly don't want to take away anybody's intended vote because of a poor misspelling, or, you know, you get somebody's name wrong, you know, a first name wrong or something like that, or if you put a first initial. Fill out that name as complete as you possibly can, and that way you know that that vote will count for the intended purpose that you wanted it to.
Now, is there anything new that voters should be aware of when they go to the polls on Tuesday?
Really, the process is quite similar as to what it always has been. You will come to the polls. You'll have to state your name and address and present your photo ID. And then you will be given the ballot that you need for your prospective municipality, your ward, wherever you live, your school district, that type of thing. In the city of Richland Center, we're actually going to be rolling out some new equipment this year. It's going to look quite a bit different from what people are used to. We have what we call Badger Books, and we're not the first municipality in Southwest Wisconsin to use these, but we are the first in Richland County to have them. They're electronic poll books, and voters can come to the polls. They can check in at any one of the terminals that we have there. It'll have all the data electronically stored on these electronic poll books. The poll worker will ask you again to see your photo ID. You'll have to state your name and address, like I said, and then you would actually sign on the screen digitally your name and then kind of proceed from there. As always, you'll be presented your voter slip that you'll then turn in to get your ballot, and then you'll cast your ballot on the paper ballot, just like you always have in the past.
It sounds like basically if they're used to charging something on their credit card and they have to sign, but it sounds basically something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in this digital world now where you go to the store and you have a tablet in front of you where it has your information or where you need to sign, this will be very similar to that. You know, folks might be a little skeptical of it, but it is a closed network that the Badger Books is. It's not connected to the internet at all. It's data that I, as the clerk, am able to load on to the machines prior to the election, immediately after the election. It's data that I can get from the machines, and then I can upload it into the state Wisconsin voter registration system. Then that is how we record the participation for the election. Also, you can register if you're not registered. We can also register you at one of the Badger Books terminals as well.
So when you said you can go to any terminal, that's kind of different too, isn't it, for the city? Didn't you used to have to go to your own district?
Yes. If people have voted in the past, you would walk into the community center gym. You would find your respective ward within the district. The districts were spread out into four different areas. That is going away. We're going to have tables that are set up where you would stand in line, and then you would just go to the next available terminal, and then you would get checked in that way.
Does that mean then you can get by with less workers?
Yeah, that's really one of the advantages that this has. You know, before we had to have two people on a poll book. Now we just have to have one person on each of the Badger Book terminals. We can definitely get by with less poll workers. People might see quite a few poll workers there this election. You know, that's to give them all an opportunity to kind of see how it works, get a chance to use the Badger Books, get a chance to be in the area where the ballots are distributed to the voters. So you might see quite a few poll workers there this time, but that's just a way for us to kind of right size our elections moving forward, and also giving our poll workers the experience in the different areas that we'll be having in the future.
In the past, you were kind of looking for poll workers. Has that kind of subsided now?
Yeah, I think so. I think this will be a big change for us, to where we, before, we would ask our poll workers to work all day, which was really a big ask for a lot of them. You know, that's a long day when you think about having to be there prior to the polls opening at 7, staying for the counting after the polls close at 8. You know, I think now we can work shorter shifts, work partial days. So it'll be really nice for our workers moving forward that way. So, yeah, I think we can probably get by with fewer workers and or at the very least shorter shifts for them.
So the biggest change for voters in Richland Center is the Badger Books.
Yeah. When you walk into the gym, you know, have your photo ID ready. If you are going to be registering, have your documents that prove your residency, have those ready. Because when you get in there, you're going to walk up to one of the terminals, and rather than signing that paper poll book or filling out the voter registration form, you can take care of all that right there at the Badger Book terminal.
And as we talked before, you know, with the automated voting machines, usually now we're used to getting our results sooner, but there's so many write-in campaigns going on right now, you know, it might take a while this Tuesday, Lightning.
Yeah, that's one of the tricky things about write-ins. You know, there are a lot of different rules about when to count a write-in vote and when not. So, you know, we've got at least in the city, I know we've got some races that we're going to need to be counting, that there may not be a ballot candidate. There might be a registered write-in that we'll be keeping track of, but you know, we're really not going to know those things until after this Friday, whether or not there's going to be registered write-ins or not. But it's going to be one of those tricky things to count on election night. But you know, our poll workers, they're trained, they know what to expect, and but it's part of the process to count the votes, make sure that what we are reporting is accurate, and you know, that takes time sometimes.
Do you have any other advice for voters in Richland Center for next week?
Yeah, I think just not here, but everywhere, you know, when you are going to the polls, again, you're going to be asked your name, your address, and for your photo ID. So, you know, have those ready, have them. Sometimes folks have trouble getting them out of their wallet, their photo ID out of their wallet. I know sometimes mine gets stuck in there sometimes. So, you know, have it ready. If you're going to be registering, bring some documents with you that prove your address. You know, if your driver's license has your current address on that, you know, you can use that as your proof of residency. If you're registering a utility bill, bank statement, a lease, there's just several different options that you can bring to prove your residency. You know, if you have any questions, you can certainly go on the voter website for Wisconsin voters. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's got a lot of great information on there that voters can look up, you know, prior to the election. You can see who's on the ballot, where you vote. So that's just a really great resource. So I guess as people prepare to go to the polls that day, just be ready. Read up on the referendum questions that are on the ballot, the statewide referendum questions. I know in the Richland School District there are the referendum questions. So, you know, just be a prepared voter as you, you know, head to the polls. It'll just make things go a lot smoother. And then, you know, be patient with your poll workers that day. You know, like I said, in the city, we've got our new equipment, so they're going to be learning as they go. But there might be a poll worker who's been working there all day long and they're fatigued and, you know, may not, you know, be quite as spry as they were a couple hours before. You know, be patient with that poll worker as well, because they're really sacrificing to be there and to do their duty as well.
And I think the biggest thing is get out and vote.
That's right. That's why we put all the effort into the election, is so people have the opportunity to make their voice heard at the ballot box.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thanks, Joanne.